From the Ingalls Studios, this is ESPN Asheville, WPEK, W225CJ Fairview, WMXF Waynesville, and iHeart Radio Station.
Well, an NCAA tournament bid is on the line. Neither one of these teams can clinch one today, but they can move themselves one step closer with the victory. And it's anybody's ball game. Furman 66, Western Carolina 63. Game one of semifinal Sunday, the Ingalls Southern Conference Basketball Championship. Doug Maurer alongside Richmond Weaver. And Richmond, how in the world has Western gotten themselves back into this contest?
Just being able to slow the pace down and being able to have opportunity for points in the paint, not focus on, again, the three-point shot. Now, they've obviously hit a couple here, big ones, with Pelote hitting that big one right there to cut this lead to three, but it's the points in the paint that have been so effective for Western Carolina here in the second half.
Big one and one. Pegues hits the first. Free throws have been a little bit of an issue for Furman today, but Pegues, the sophomore, has one more coming, 67-63. J.P. Pegues with 22 points. That's what he scored yesterday, and he'll stay at 22 as he misses the second. Rebound to Woolbright. Here come the Catamounts. Montarius Woolbright, calm, cool, collected. He's going to drive it in on Slauson, gets to the left hand and scores. Looked like Slauson might have slipped a little bit.
Yeah, he did. And remember, Slauson's got four fouls, so he has to be very careful not to pick up that fourth foul.
Woolbright having a monster game. 67-65, Paladins by two. Pegues, bounce pass to Heen. We're approaching the three-minute mark. Pegues dumps it down low. Heen spins and scores. Got the mismatch down there. Pegues found him, and Garrett Heen with a big bucket.
Nice job by Pegues right there. He could have settled for that little mid-range jumper right there, but saw the mismatch and dumped it down to Heen, and Heen was able to convert.
Trey Jackson on the left wing. Thought about the step back. Now he's going to launch a three way off the mark. Contested shot. Rebound to the Paladins, and they're going to take a little time.
And I think Trey Jackson understands that that was a rush shot. Maybe he was trying to pick up the foul right there because he was out of position on that three-point shot.
Yeah, did not need it. So Furman leading by four, 2.5 minutes to play. Pegues gives it to Slauson. Shot clock's down to nine. Here's Bothwell on the left wing. That's where he likes it. Now Bothwell dribbling. Takes it into the lane. He was tripped. Yeah, easy call. Bothwell will head to the free throw line for two. Double bonus situation. It was, Tyjon Claude on the reach. Woolbright was actually playing pretty good defense, but Claude stuck his foot out there and tripped him right in front of the official. Bothwell is an 84% free throw shooter. He struggled a little bit at the line today. He misses the first.
Yeah. 3 of 8 for the day right now.
Yeah, this is rare. Furman is a very good free throw shooting team, 74% overall, and they have three guys who shoot it better than 77%. They all get there a lot. Second one for Bothwell is good. 70-65. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to play. Catamounts down five with the ball. Here goes Montarius Woolbright. Driving to the left. Spins. Goes up. Draws a foul. Count the basket. If that's Slauson, that's five.
That is on Jalen Slauson. And that's a tough call right there if you're the Furman Paladins and Bob Ritchie.
Yeah, I don't know. Slauson came down a little bit with the right hand, but I thought it was on the ball. Woolbright hits the shot. There's your conference player of the year. He's fouled out. 70-67 with one free throw coming for Woolbright, who is sitting at 24 points. To go along with 10 rebounds and 4 assists. And he hits the free throw. 2-point game. 2 minutes to play. Jalen Slauson is going to have to watch the rest from the sideline. Vanderwall, the freshman, has checked in for him. Big East gives it to Heen. High post on the left side. Heen back to Big East. JP gets to the free throw line. Kicks it over to Foster. Now Big East has it top of the key with seven to shoot. Big East is going to have to go to work. Big East with two to shoot. He'll drive. Puts up a scoop shot off the backboard. No good. Rebound Woolbright. Here come the Catamounts. Trey Jackson going coast to coast. Lays it up and in. We are tied at 70.
And Garrett Heen has four fouls. Also almost had to play Matador right there and just let Jackson get to the rim, unfortunately, for the Furman Paladins. And Bob Ritchie, looks like he's going to call a timeout here.
1:11 to play. We are tied up at 70. It was a 20-point Furman lead in the second half. That has evaporated. And Bob Ritchie and this Furman team, a team that has not won the Southern Conference Championship since 1980, might see their 2023 chance slipping away.